The first reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Do not judge others, or you too will be judged. For in the same way as you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and lay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And the second reading is from Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 36 to chapter 8, verse 3. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman of the town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man is a prophet, he would have known who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Chusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means.
We're all trying to get to know Jesus, and we never stop learning about him. Some of you here this morning are getting to know Jesus just in the last few weeks and months, and others have known about Jesus all your life, but he's full of surprises, isn't he? And Simon, if we were to interview him, who through this dinner party would certainly say this was a very surprising evening when Jesus was invited to dinner. What we might miss is the verse before the narrative, which is in verse 30 3 and 34, where Jesus said that he had a nickname, and his nickname was that he was a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And then the story goes on to talk about the person who he's eating with. He's eating in the presence of a sinful woman, according to the host of the party. But Jesus was also prepared to eat with Simon. He's prepared to eat with all of us. It says in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they with me." The banquet, a picture of deep fellowship, which is offered to all of us. And the Revelation passage is written to the Christian. So we too, are we prepared to invite Jesus to our dinner party? Are we prepared for the surprises that he might bring in that conversation to us? We might think this story is about someone else, and then we find out that Jesus is speaking to us. I'd like us to watch this video now, which just tells us about how we can view an event from two different perspectives.
An event seen from one point of view gives one impression. Seen from another point of view, it gives quite a different impression. But it's only when you get the whole picture you can fully understand what's going on.
As we look at this event from one viewpoint, we think something's going on. And then we look at it from another viewpoint, and something surprising that we didn't see at first is going on. So let's get into the story. So the background is that we've got a Pharisee. Who is the Pharisee? The Pharisee is someone who really cares about God, who really seeks to love God and really takes seriously all of God's commands, all 613 of them. And he believes that the best way to get near to God is to be keeping all the commands of the law. He loves God, and he believes the way to reach God is through obedience. And he's not wrong about that. And we think that this passage is really down on the Pharisees. But if we look at it closely, we see that Jesus cares for Simon just as much as he cares for this woman who's come in. This sinful woman, as she's described, is a prostitute. She is a woman who is unwelcome at this dinner party. She is a gatecrasher, an intruder. Kenneth Bailey, in his Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes, would say that in a Middle Eastern dinner party, you have not a dining room table, but you have a low table, and they're sort of leaning on one side like this, eating. And in the periphery of that banquet, people can come and go in and out of this rich Pharisee's house. And so most of this event is happening behind Jesus. He doesn't see what she's doing, but he can see that what she is doing is really upsetting Simon, because he's looking into Simon's face for the majority of this event. So what does Simon see, and what does Jesus see? Let's look at it from the two different viewpoints. First of all, verse 39. And Graham, please just move the slides on as you see fit this morning. I trust you 100% with that. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." And that word sinner is a word that he is applying to her and not to himself. That's very important. In the Bible, the word sin is very important. It's a big, big issue for God. God is holy. But as Jesus is showing us, God's holiness does not lead him to separate from sinners, but to actually build a relationship with them because he came to save them. But Simon's view of holiness is that there must be complete separation. What is sin? Sin is any want of conformity to the law of God. Sin is breaking God's laws. Or more simply, you could say that sin is being against God's purpose. And the surprising thing about this passage is that Simon is more of a sinner than the woman who gatecrashed the party, because he is completely against God's purpose in this moment, because God's purpose is to save her. And he wants her kicked out of the party. So he's horrified that she's touching Jesus. We can, if we understood the cultural context, we would have some sympathy with Simon. What she's doing is high risk and quite scandalous in that culture. First of all, she's letting down her hair, which is just, it's quite an erotic thing to do. She's kissing his feet. And so he just thinks she's a prostitute who is throwing herself at Jesus. And he's completely misread the situation. He's thinking she is a morally impure woman who lives in disobedience to the law of God. And she's ritually impure as well. Because the Pharisees used to categorize people as people who kept the food laws, who kept all the clean, unclean laws, and she was breaking all of them. She slept with Gentile men. And he says, if this man, verse 39, if this man were a prophet, he would know that. He would know that the woman who's touching him is a sinner. But the problem is he does not see the whole picture. And it challenges us about how we quickly move to judgment about people and situations, thinking that we understand everything about them, when actually there's something much deeper going on. So what does Jesus see? Well, it's not obvious from the passage. But if you look at verse 48 and verse 50, you see the absolute key to this passage. It's when Jesus turns round and he looks at her and he says a couple of things to her which really unveil the whole meaning of the event. And throughout Luke's gospel, we are quite often introduced to characters where we're not told the backstory, but it's quite obvious that they have met Jesus at some other point in the past, like the Roman centurion who had a greater faith than anyone in all of Israel. Jesus knew something about this man before the event that's recorded. And there's something